Abiding in love in a hurting world, John 15:17. Written and read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is John 15:17. This is my command, love each other. The Bible is often referred to as a love letter or a love story, an incomparable history of hearts laid bare, broken, and believing. Filled with songs of love, promises of love, and commands to love, God's word is clear. Love is the purpose and the mission. I believe we embrace the Bible as a love story, in no small part because the Bible shows us who we are, sins and all. It pulls us up from dirt in Genesis through a cataclysm of warfare in Revelation. And yet, at the heart of it is the refrain that God so loves the world anyway. It's interesting to note that although Jesus talks about loving God, your neighbor, enemies, and more all throughout Scripture, he wraps his message of love in John 15 in that of abiding in him, even though the world may not love us. He begins with the image of himself as the vine we draw sustenance from. It ends with the reality that the world will hate those who love him. As he paints a picture of humanity stretching forth, bearing fruit only by the power of the vine, he says in John 15:12, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you." To be sure the importance of his command is felt, he says it again in John 15:17 with greater clarity. "This is my command. Love each other." Jesus is offering himself here, as he does for eternity, as our source when life requires us to choose love. He's assuring us that we draw our ability to love from him, the only vine that makes our inept branches bear fruit. Without him, we wither, as he describes in verse 6. The one who loves us so much that he gives his very lifeblood to reconcile us to our Creator, knows that as his followers, we're up against a world of hatred. So he commands us, love anyway. How? Remain in him. Remember his words. And as he says in John 15:10, keep my commands. So what does this look like for an imperfect human in a hurting world? It often takes surrendering your agenda. It definitely requires a willingness to claim utter dependence on a love supply that's far greater than any of us and perfect in its plan. Love involves seeking him in prayer when hatred prowls around seeking to burn your branches. It means asking God for the wisdom to choose love instead of hate. It means seeing even those who hate you as needing love too. Does Jesus say to set those haters straight? Does he say to bear angry, rotten fruit? Not at all. He says in John 15:27 that in the presence of hate, we testify. By judging? By performing? Well, in this passage, there's only one way, by loving. So rather than get our branches in a twist and risk breaking off from the ones strong enough to grow us, let's not respond to the reality of hate with further persecution. Let's abide by asking what the vine would have us do to show his love instead.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.